This is Dr. Mejiaritin for the patient Olga Sorokumova, S-O-O-S-O-R-E-O-K-O-U-M-O-V-A. Medical record is 111-918-871, that was 11-14-1959. Referring physician, Dr. Jeffrey Carr. Procedure performed EGDN colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, June 22nd, 2022. Indications. Oh, Vanessa.
Yes.
Screening for colon cancer, history of colon polyp. Me falta la última página. Se lo iba a decir. Post of diagnosis, impression 1, irregular Z-line, number 2, mild gastritis, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, subcolon polyps removed per paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications known immediately, medication as premonitory anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, per paragraph. Open procedures per double template per paragraph. Las últimas dos. Ajá. Findings, EGD findings, otopharynx appear normal per paragraph, esophagus. Z-lines appears irregular, biopsy taken out of Barrett's per paragraph, stomach. There's mild diffuse patchy retinum in the antibody, biopsy taken out of pylori per paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. Sigma descending colon. Sigma descending colon. Appear normal per paragraph. Splenic flexure. Appear normal per paragraph. Transverse colon, diminutive pole about 2 to 3 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy polypectomy per paragraph. In the sigmoid colon, also there's a diminutive pole about 2 to 3 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy polypectomy per paragraph. Hepatic flexure, pyonoma per paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum, pyonoma per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks. Patient is to continue on PPIs and repeat EGD in 3 years because of history of Barrett's.